So in the previous class, how technically we understand the mithya, mithyatva. Generally, you know, even being clear about what is mithya also adds to the clear vision of what is satya. So the dependence upon the universe for my well-being, for my security, for my happiness, that will slowly resolve in understanding jagat is mithya, like how you think of this. When you see the rope serpent, rope snake, see, once you have the vision of this rope as a rope, and definitely then the snake for you, even if you remember the previous experience of the snake, I saw the snake here and all that, but still, even though it looks like snake, there's no real snake. Like that, the dependence will resolve. Really, the dependence upon the world, because the complaint, all our complaints about the world will resolve. Depend upon the world will resolve. And that, because by confirming our vision of the satyam. So that is why this is in the Upanishad, the introduction itself. It given different. Instead of discussing, of course satyam is going to be discussed. But still first mithya, what is mithya? Isn't it? So mithya, we have to have some definitions are given. We see one definition we saw in the morning. Sadasad anadhikarana rupatva anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. When I say mithya, if I want to learn these Sanskrit terms itself, mithya is a word which cannot be translated into any European language. Mithya should be understood only as mithya. So satyam, you can say real. Asatyam or asat, you can say unreal, but what is mithya, you cannot know. You can say as though real is a word Swamiji uses, but still there is no actually equivalent English, the word is not there. So what is mithya? Then the tvam you add, always understand it. Tvam, when you say, it becomes a noun. Mithya tvam, mithya is that which is neither real nor unreal, we say. Mithya tvam means what? An object enjoying the status of being the mithya. It's called mithyatvam. So, mithyatvam, what is mithyatvam? The first definition, I'm going to give second definition now. The first definition I gave was sadasad, sat, asat. When you write, you get it sadasad. If you don't learn Sanskrit class, it will become very clear. A serious sort of Sanskrit class, we stopped and came away. I seriously started recently. I don't know what sort of a parabdhan, patibandha. Sat, asat, sadasad. Sat, asat, the ta sound. Then it becomes sadasad. So sadasad, anadikaranatva rupa. Sadasad anadikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam. I'll repeat it. Sadasad anadikaranatva rupa. Sad asad anadikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam is equal to mithyatvam. What was not clear in the previous class was the word adhikarana. The sad adhikaranam means, if we say chair is, simply say, simple example. When I say chair is, the chair exists means what? The existence, no? The chair is associated with the existence. Adhikarana literally means locus. adhikaranam, the word adhikaranam literally means locus. Suppose now adhikaranam also means adhara. Adhikaranam is a location or adhara, substratum, support. Now, where is the ocean? What is adhikaranam for the ocean? River, water, isn't it? Adhikaranam, locus. So here you can say, sad adhikaranam means, if it is real, adhikaranam is the locus. Anadhikaranam, or it is not the locus. So mithya is that which cannot be placed as something real, which are placed in the position of unreal also. Anadhikaranatva rupa. So sad, asad, anadhikaranatva rupa, anirvachaniyatvam. So anirvachaniyatvam is what? Anirvachyam, anirvachaniyam means non-definable, inexplicable, isn't it? So the tvam, non-definability, when you say what? Is mithyatvam. So what is mithya then? We say the whole jagat is mithya. Anything which enjoys the status of being an object, anything which is perceived is mithya only. So everything perceived as mithya means it is include what? Your mind also is included in that. Your mind, your body, mind, including one's body, mind is complex. The entire external world comes in the category of mithya. So mithya means it is not real. It is not unreal also. This is one thing we say. So to say it is not real, you should know what is the definition of the word real. What is satyam? So trikala abadhitam satyam. Trikala abadhitam is satyam. That which is non-negatable at any time. Real is that when I am experiencing the universe, there is reality. It is when I am experiencing the ocean, there is reality. The water. When I see the water, all there is water. When I, later on, I see only the water, there is no ocean, I say, then also there is water. Isn't it? So non-negatable is satyam. Abhaditam. For the jagat is not satyam. Well, because it can be negated. How long can jagat be real? How long can we take it as real? In the wake of the knowledge of the reality, what is, when you arrive at, jagat will be resolved. Jagat won't be satyam then. Therefore, jagat is not real. At the same time, it is not unreal also. Neither real nor unreal. That's what we say. The first definition is that sadasad anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. And second definition, yad nishidyate tad mithya. That which is negatable is mithya. That which, from there you can make out what is satyam. That which cannot be negated at all is satyam. That which is negated is satmithya. Actually, I'm going to give a long sentence for this. In Tarkashastra, there's a bit long sentence for this. We briefly want to know, yad nishidyate tad mithya. That which can be negated. Anything which is perceived can be negated as negated. As an object, isn't it? Everything negate the, when you drik drishe veka, prakriya when we use, when you distinguish the subject of knowledge, the knower experiencer, you negate what? Everything you negate as what? Na, 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 iti. Neti, neti. No? You negate that. Everything known is what? Different known is, the knower is not the known. You distinguish the knower from the known. to distinguish the knower from the known, use this method of this Diktrishiveka Prakriya. There you're negating as what? As a non-self, as a non-knower. Anything known is not the knower. Therefore, you not the knower, not the knower. Why? Because it is known. So everything you negate, the whole jagat you can negate. So, yadu nishidyate tadu mithya. That which is negated is mithya. Second definition. That which is negated is mithya. So, negated means that which is distinguished. When you distinguish for to negate, how to negate it, that is the prakriya, method. Method is Diktrishiveka Prakriya. Use the prakriya so you distinguish the experiencer from the experienced. Then anything which is experienced is negated as what? Mithya. Because the experiencer, knower alone is satyam. Anything experienced is mithya. Isn't it? So when you negate it, easy to negate the jagat. Okay, all the forms and colors and light I see, everything shines in the light, okay, mithya. Why? Because perceived through senses. Again, the sound is negated, the smell is negated, the taste is negated. So you can negate the whole jagat is negated. Five different objects means five different objects experienced through five different senses become negated as mithya. Because all known, very simple. Then you come where the slowly this difficulty comes, the sense powers which are part of the individual, which cannot exist independently outside of the physical body, the gross body. Where do the sense powers, first you take the sense powers. Sense powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. You negate the jagat, okay, objects of knowledge. The whole jagat can be reduced to five different objects, experienced through five different senses, sense powers. Okay, known. Therefore, Shastram says the experience alone is satyam. Anything experienced is mithya. Therefore, distinguish the experiencer from the experienced. Anything negated as experienced or object of knowledge is mithya. That's what yad nishidyate tad mithya, second definition of mithya. So you negate the jagat as mithya. Easy. The light and all the objects. Then sound. Then smell. Then taste. Five different objects constitute the jagat. Mithya. And your physical body also you can negate. Okay, body is mithya because it is also drishyatvat mithya. Drishyatvat. Because it is negated. Drishyatvam. It is known. You can negate as mithya. But what about the sense powers? Sense powers are part, the instruments of knowledge, which serve as instruments of knowledge, which were part of this physical body. Not part means what? They are not outside of the physical body. They are not part of the physical body. They indwell the physical body. They can never exist independent of the body. You know that? All our subtle sense powers, they can exist independent of the subtle gross body, but they will be as good as non-existent, non-functional. Isn't it? Subtle powers. So also karmendriyani. So also the pranas, 15. And main, antakkaranam. Deva deva, isn't it? Our mind also. Antakkaranam also. So the whole sukshma bhariram also what now? Drishyam, that negation also tells. So nishidyate. Yadyat nishidyate tad mithya. It's very difficult for us to say, how can I say my sense powers, my powers of organs of actions, my pranas, my own mantakana, which I'm using it, the instruments, how can I say mithya? We are not saying it's unreal. That is why if we say unreal is wrong, the universe is not unreal. Not only the objects of experience, but even the instruments of experience, instruments of actions, instruments of enjoyment, your own physiological functions, the antakaranam, the very instrument of knowledge, intelligent knowledge, isn't it? Antakaranam. This is not unreal, because the very fact that you are using is the fact what now? It's not unreal. But are they real? Okay, that's also badhitam. That's also what now? Nisheda. Nisheda vishaya. They're also negated. So there also, that's called yadyat nishidyate tanmithya, means not with the objective universe, external objective universe, but this physical body is also mithya, the sense powers are mithya, anything objectified is mithya, anything known is mithya. So you negate that also. And until then you negate everything as mithya. What cannot be negated is what? What cannot be negated alone is satyam. Here also. So mind also is negated as what? An object of knowledge, as a perceived thing. Isn't it? Because there's a time when the mind is functional, there's a time when the mind is non-functional. There's a time, isn't it? Where there's experience of the external world, there's a time when the experience of the dream world, there's a time when there's no experience of any world. The three states of experience are three states of mind, don't forget. Three states of experience are nothing but three states of the mind. And that is drishyam. What proof do you want? Isn't it? It's known. So it is negated. The known means different from the knower is different from the known also, therefore it is negated. Nishidyate. Yadyat nishidyate tad mithya. That's also negated. Therefore that's also mithya. So what cannot be negated at all is what? Only subject of knowledge cannot be negated. All the objects of knowledge are negated. So any object is negated as an object. Therefore, because subject alone is satyam, anything negated is mithya. What cannot be negated is satyam. Negated is mithya. What non-negatable is satyam. The experiencer, subject of knowledge alone cannot be negated. That is satyam. Experiencer status also is mithya. The status of the experiencer, status attributed also is what now? Mithya. The self alone is satyam. And that self, you know, chaitanyam. So yadyad dishidyate tad mithya. The second definition. Because what is mithya, we understand everything very clearly, we listen, everything is very clear in the class, we understand, but we cannot still see the jagat as mithya. If that shift can happen, aham brahmasmi, chaitanyam is real, everything is real, jagat is also real. Jagat is mithya. Jagat is also. That's why that assimilation needs a lot of contemplation. Understanding does happen. No, understanding can never fail. Because according to Shastram, nobody is a dud here. Nobody is unintelligent. Every human being is blessed with the adequate intelligence, blessed with that intellect, sharp intellect. Only how much we make use of it. Buddhi is given. Buddhi Shakti is given. We should make use of the Shakti. That's what Shastram says. Shastram says, no, don't ever. Swamiji never liked somebody being labeled as, you know, he is weak. Swamiji never liked, wherever he went to schools also, he said, never ever say some child is weak in mathematics, weak in science. What is being weak does not mean he doesn't have the capacity to understand. Weak means he has some missing links. He has missed some links. He wouldn't have attended some classes, and in the middle somewhere he missed some classes. He has come and joined the next day. So he missed some links. So understanding doesn't happen. The steps. In understanding everything, there are steps involved. When you miss the steps in understanding, then the missing link is what now? Sometimes becomes difficult to understand. Then you call yourself a weak student. Really speaking, nobody is weak. Weakness does not mean somebody is weak in mathematics, somebody weak in physics. No. You don't have to score good marks. Weakness implies not lack of capacity to understand. Understanding doesn't happen because of something the person has missed. Now that according to Shastram, there is no mind which is not intelligent, sharp enough to appreciate this fact. And properly taught, definitely one can understand. So what is needed for Satyatvam you understand, the Mithyatvam also you understand, but still understand everything, but I can't see the way people say, okay, I'm not experiencing it. We wait for the experience to happen. As long as you remain, wait for the experience to happen, we'll be waiting forever. Endlessly we'll be waiting. Experience will never happen. Really speaking, Jagat is Mithya. What is Mithya? That has become very clear. So in this Upanishad, the only, instead of looking at other things, the Mithyatvam alone is taken here. Mithyatva Lakshanam is presented. First, not an Upanishad, in the introduction to this Upanishad. Mithyatva Lakshanam. How do you define Mithya? What is defined as Mithya? Mithya means it is not real, it is not unreal also. So, okay, not unreal also is okay. But it is not real has become very clear. It is not unreal is okay. Because we are experiencing, we know. It is not real. It is not sadadhikaranam. Sadadhikaranam means what? It is real. It is unreal means what? Asadadhikaranam. It is not real. Isn't it? It is not real, that's fine. It is very clear for us. It is not unreal, it is very clear for us. Okay, we are experiencing it. But it is not real has become very clear. The Jagat is not real. But when what people used to do, whenever you say Jagat is not real, immediately they will take the opposite word. What is next? Jagat is not real, it is unreal. That is why all the translations are. If it is not real, then it must be unreal. So unreal means what? Unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. So we don't need to really work very hard to understand something which does not exist at all. That which doesn't exist at all cannot be a source of happiness. That which doesn't exist at all cannot be a source of unhappiness. Isn't it? That which cannot cause any harm to you. How can that which doesn't exist at all can cause any harm to you? So it is not unreal. But it is not unreal is very clear because we are perceiving it, experiencing it. But even though we are perceiving it, it is not real also. See this, it is not real has to become very clear. If it is not real means, what is real then? So in the wake of the knowledge of the real, what is not real being not real becomes very clear. Isn't it? So here, that's why we say what is not real. One of the definitions here is drishyatvata mithya. Then anything which is negatable is also what now? Mithya. Yadya dishyate tad mithya. So it's very difficult for us to see your own body being taken for that, isn't it? So you alone are real. Your body is also mithya. Not real. Your body is not real. Your mind is not real. Your sense organs are not real. The world is not real. Isn't it? Then what is real? We are so sad when we know that the body is not real. My mind is not real. Sense organs are not real. All the experiences are not real. Then what is real then? We'll be very happy to know you are real. That makes us feel better, isn't it? Very difficult to accept my body is not real. My mind is not real. Your feelings are stupid. Swami said, stupid kuppala vodana. Our feelings are not real. all emotions are also not real. So what is not real, isn't it, is not unreal. What is not real is not unreal. Usually when we, in English books we take, not real means, I use word non-real, okay? What is not real is not unreal. What is not real exists. It is not non-existent. The ocean, river is. River exists. River is not unreal. But it is absolutely real. No. Why? Namarupa, isn't it? The water. Minus water, it cannot exist. There can't be something called river without the water. That is why the Namarupa has been given separate status, isn't it? Separate word you have to use. That is why mithya. What is not real is not unreal. Now we say water is satyam, river is mithya. Water alone is real. The water alone is real. If water is real, what is river then? River is not unreal. But river is not real. River which is not real is not unreal. The river which we are experiencing now is not real. It is not unreal. Then what is the word I can use? Amithya. It is neither real nor unreal. That which is as though is mithya. So in the same way you have to, you're negating here, the whole jagat is not real. When you say jagat is not real, that does not mean jagat is unreal. That's very beautiful. When you read the second chapter of Gita, you understood this. So that which exists always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, is satyam. And that which has a beginning, that which has an end, that which exists in the present, while existing also, which has dependent existence, what? Is a mithya. So that which does not exist at all is unreal. Tucham. So you have to use those three words. Sat, asat, or mithucham. Is it? The word asat has two meanings. One meaning is mithya, one meaning is tucham. One meaning is mithya, another meaning is tucham. So what should be the... So anything which is not real is not unreal. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. There is no such thing called unreal at all. Resolve the mithya in satyam, you can just say what is this only satyam. There is only reality. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. Is there something called non-existence? No. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Which means there is no such thing called unreal at all. With reference to Shastram, he said the reality alone is. And apart from reality, anything else is what? Mithya. Apart from real, whatever is mithya. Why it is mithya? Because it has no independent existence. And because it is negatable. It doesn't exist all three, always. Anything which comes and goes is mithya. Anything which comes and goes is mithya. Anything which has dependent existence is mithya. Anything which has negated is mithya. Mithya. Therefore, the jagat is mithya means we do not say the jagat is unreal, nor can we say jagat is real. We have learned this earlier. Why jagat is not real? Because it has no independent existence. There is no dependent existence. Jagat is not real because jagat is mithya because it is an object of knowledge. Isn't it? But now we say what now? Because it's negated. So this negated universe is not real means it is not unreal. Then what is this then? It's only appearance, totram. Mithya means what now? Just an appearance. So the appearance of the truth. What is river? Appearance of the water. What is ocean? Appearance of the water. What's a drop? Appearance of the water. What's a ripple? Appearance of the water. What's a wave? Appearance of the water. Appearance. So the whole jagat is only appearance of Brahma, appearance of the truth. Utmost fact. To appreciate which must be very fresh. You're missing the tea. It's okay, isn't it? Tomorrow we'll plan. I'll organize the day very correctly, so we won't waste that. Too awesome. We had to waste some time in arranging chairs at this. Because all the time we have understanding real, unreal, isn't it? What is opposite of real? Unreal. So when we say jagat is not real, what do you think? Opposite of real is unreal. Immediately we'll say what? The jagat is unreal. No, that is what is very important. If it is unreal, there's no problem at all. Jagat is not unreal. It is as good as you can say, but not unreal. That is why mithyatva avagamanam, understanding mithyatva is very, very important. You have to see that how clearly you are seeing. When I say this example, it's a very simple example. Oh, Raju Sarpaha. For the snake, even for it to appear, for the snake to appear also, it can't appear by itself, isn't it? For the snake to appear, it needs a substratum. Where does the snake appear? Can the snake appear without the rope? Isn't it? So substratum, adhara is only the rope. But what is the appearance is mistaken for the reality. Because when you do not know what the reality is, appearance is mistaken for the reality. Then the fear comes. The same way, this jagat, we do not know what the reality is. So appearance of the reality is what? Mistaken for the reality. Then the dependence, entanglement, then fear, anxiety, samsara. Samsara, really speaking, the samsara is only mistaking the appearance for the reality. What is samsara? You can simply say, samsara is nothing but mistaking the appearance for the reality is samsara. Mistaking the appearance for the reality is samsara. What is fear? Mistaking the appearance, snake appearance, for the reality. Due to the lack of knowledge of the rope, reality is water. Samsara. Same way. So mistaking this jagat for the reality is samsara. If we don't look at it as reality, if it is not real, if it is, the jagat is not unreal, that is very clear. I don't need to be taught because I'm experiencing it. But jagat is not real, it's only appearance, if it has become very clear for me, then I will not be dependent on the world. I can laugh at my own dependence. Why am I depending on the world? The world, if I don't look at the world as a source of security and happiness and dependence, then the jagat is also okay. I mistake the appearance for the reality. It's only appearance. The example is very clear. When I say that rope is, snake is only appearance, example also understood. Oh, river is only appearance of the water. There's no river, it's only water. Oh, flowing also appearance. The river is appearance, the flowing is appearance, amazing, isn't it? Flowing is appearance, isn't it? Everything is appearance. The appearance, mistaking the appearance for the reality, is samsara. Example is very clear here. But when you come to the jagat, all our transactions are the jagat. Our associations are jagat. Our relationships are jagat. Our experiences are jagat. Good experience, bad experience, present experience, associations, relationships, which came and went, they have gone, still going. Every association, all the associations, all that, everything which has a beginning has an end also. No relationship is permanent. No association is permanent. Isn't it? As though, but how do we live? As though everything is without the other person, I cannot survive. Without this person, I cannot survive. The other person cannot survive without me. Everything, any relationship, everything. If you learn to be, if you learn to see the fact, it's a fact. Jagat is mithya, means mithya means only appearance. There can appearance of what, isn't it? So what is satyam? What is that which appears in the form of jagat, isn't it? Appears to be the jagat. That we don't really see. That is the problem. Therefore, in understanding this fact of jagat being not real, and understanding the fact of jagat being the appearance, we will learn to become independent of the world. In becoming independent of the world, there is freedom, there is sukham. But you cannot become independent of the world without becoming self-dependent. See, it is possible for one to become independent of the world, looking at it as an only appearance, only if you are dependent on the truth. Being dependent on the truth means what? There's no real dependence, it's self-dependence. So in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, very dependence, the word dependence will resolve. Just being. In being, there's no dependence. In being, there's no dependence. In being there is no dependence. Dependence means samsara. Physical dependence I'm not denying, okay? It's all relative. Emotional. That is why being is freedom. In being there is freedom. In dependence there is bondage. Therefore, for that to become free from dependence, we have to see the fact of Jagat being mithya. Jagat is not real, it's only appearance. Not real, it's only appearance. Even the Vedanta class is appearance. The speaking is appearance, the teaching is appearance. Teaching is appearance. The hearing is appearance. Without any sleeping also is appearance. It's all appearance. Totram. Nalla word is a beautiful word. This is why they say Rupam. Bhagavad Rupam. Vishwa Rupam. What is the whole Vishwam? Whole Vishwam is what? Appearance. When you look at the mithya as the appearance of the truth, Jagat is mithya. Mithya means appearance of the truth. Then you can call truth as Anatha, the Lord of the universe, Lord of the appearance. Lord, Lord. So second definition of mithya is what now? Yad nishidyate tan mithya. Whatever is negated is mithya. Second definition. So yadrishyam tan mithya. Anything which is an object of knowledge is mithya. Anything which is negated as an object of knowledge is mithya. Second definition. The thing is, this is a very important thing, is the comment from the commentary of Shankara, what we get. That only will really clarify your mind. So he is taking a simple Rajasarpa example and he shows us what is na one definition, lakshanam, he makes understand. Sadasad anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam mithyatvam. That. Just to say, now becoming very clear means very clear. So yad yad nishidyate tan mithya. Anything which is negated is mithya. Yad yad drishyam tan mithya. So mithya, anything unreal, anything which is not real is not unreal. Anything which is not real is not unreal. Therefore, there is no such thing called unreal at all. There is only real. What is there is only real. And whatever is appearance of the only reality. Therefore, there is no second thing. There is no second thing. So, there is only secondless, non-dual reality. Ekam, Advaitam, Advitiyam, Satyam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gabhyo Namaha. Hari Om.